and the talents inside. Whatever that is, God put it there. So Joseph had a mission from God to be one who rules the world. How he was going to get there was not his problem. It was up to God. But he had a mission. Notice that everything in his life happened for a reason tied up to the mission. From the beginning of all his brothers, unfortunately, some bad things, some good things. Not so good was his father start promoting him above the rest. Now, doesn't even though that was wrong, because if you have more than one child, love all equally. Don't make the same mistake. But you know what is happening? Joseph was being given a position higher than his peers and his brothers. All the time, everything keep putting him in charge, in charge, in charge. He became like in charge. It was God giving him opportunity. He failed miserably. In the sense that he was 17 years old, he was young and doesn't know much. He doesn't know it's bad to backbite. It's bad to pass on bad reports. He has to learn all these things from life. And you know the rest of the story, but you notice that everywhere he go, since his mission was to be a ruler, to be someone in charge, he was always end up in charge. When he was sold as a slave in chapter 39, in verse 4, Joseph, in chapter 39, verse 4, Genesis, Joseph found favor in his sight and served him. Then he made him overseer of his house. What is happening again? He was in charge. He learns, God was giving him opportunity to be in charge. Now he is in charge over a big household with servants. Something happened again, and he was thrown into prison in chapter 40, where he was. He ended up in prison. And the Bible tells us in chapter 39, the ending part. Verse 21 and 22, chapter 39. The Lord was with Joseph and showed him mercy, and he gave him favor in the sight of the keeper of the prison. Verse 22. And the keeper of the prison committed to Joseph's hand all the prisoners who were in the prison. Whatever they did, it was his doing. He was in charge again. And then you know the rest of the story. In the end, Pharaoh called him. He became in charge over all the affairs of Pharaoh. Why was that? It was his mission from God. It was his mission in life. Some like Paul, who was called to be a teacher, God put coincidence along the way. When we know there's no such thing as coincidence, because God is behind with his angels, to train him for his life's mission. In your life and in my life, whether you know it or not, some of you think that you only have a mission when you were born again. No. You had a mission the day you were birthed into the earth. Everyone out there who knows God or does not know God has a mission. Some of them are fulfilling them, but something is missing from their life. They haven't found a relationship with God. Even Pontius Pilate was shocked when he tried to boast about his authority and told Jesus, "Don't you know I have authority to crucify you or to set you free?" You know what Jesus' answer was? "You have no power over me except what heaven has given to you." In other words, he would not be there if God had not allowed him to be there. And he's supposed to turn out to be a good guy, but he's turned out a, you know, not quite so good guy, just a normal guy. Nebuchadnezzar, emperor, king, Caesar over the whole of Babylonia. In our modern history, we look at Rome as the greatest empire that ever existed. But do you know that the Roman Empire is only bronze compared to Babylonia, which is gold, the golden head, in the book of Daniel? And the only reason we think it's so great, the Roman Empire, is because we lack history beyond that. We lack history. We don't realize how great the Babylonian Empire was. In God's estimation, it was greater than the Roman Empire. And the guy above all those things, one day Nebuchadnezzar, Mr. Nebu, look over all the beautiful hanging gardens and said, "What a great king I am." And a voice from heaven says, "Take away everything that he has." He lost his mind. He turned mad, apparently, for about 7 years. Good thing Daniel was there to keep things running. Because what he had came from God. He was destined to be a king. But it's up to him whether he become a good king or bad king. You see, the mission in human lives does not change whether they have a relationship with God. It is just one's calling. But we pray that we come to know God in that process, to acknowledge God. Then we would be a better person than where we are. From where we learned so far, the sub-points on one, the mission is A, 1A, it comes direct from God. It comes directly from God. And 1B, without and with your choice, things you can control and things you can't control, all along the way, things that are supposed to be for you to fulfill your mission will keep coming into your life as coincidences. So even if you came to know God at 40 years old or 50 years old, from the time you were young, God was already working. He doesn't wait until you know Him before He works to help you fulfill what you were made to be. Now it's up to you whether you become a good and faithful person, bringing favor to others, or you end up a bad guy on the other side. But He will give you all the opportunities in line with your mission. You have heard the words that Satan cannot create. He can only abuse. Satan did not create musicians. Satan turned the musicians and use them for himself. Their gift came from God. Elvis Presley had a musical gift. He could use it for God or end up being used by the devil. But come what may, he still ended up a singer, an entertainer, and a musician. Can you see that? Every person has a mission. And all the bad people out there who are very influential in their field, from the time they were small, they were fulfilling that mission that they were created to be. The sad thing is, if they don't come to know God, then automatically the devil will use them. The devil has used God's gift to us, human life, for his own end. So a mission comes from God, and our mission will be fulfilled. Because it is our destiny. The only difference is whether it will be fulfilled for the enemy or not for the enemy. Now, sometimes there are those along the way who end up semi-fulfilled and not really fulfilling their full one. Like Judas Iscariot, and his office was lost and given to another. So it's possible But generally speaking, if someone is dedicated to their mission, with or without God, they will end up there fulfilling it, either for God or for the enemy. We pray that it will be for God. Think about how many souls Elvis Presley would have turned to God if he had used it more for God. And if he had, his lifestyle had better fruits of Christianity, it would have been a positive influence. So we all have a mission. But point two is even more important. I call it vision in the sense of it's a vision plan. Because having a mission is something that we didn't choose. It chose us. Your mission chose you. You were given the giftings buried in your DNA. Like a bee to honey and flowers, you were just driven to that dream, that vision, that desire that you were made to be. But point number two is more important. Vision. And by vision, we include the planning process. That's where it comes in. Point 2A, a vision is practically useless if it has no details. Details are important. Let's look at the plans that David has for the temple. He wanted to build a temple, but God stopped him and said it belonged to his son. The job belonged to his son. You see, David's mission, 1 Chronicles 28. David's mission was to establish a kingdom. That was in itself a very tough job. But through David, he united the entire Israelites, 10 tribes, 12 tribes, under one umbrella. Took him many, many years to gain that authority. But it was for Solomon to build a temple. So it's a different mission. So just because somebody else's mission seems to be more publicized than yours doesn't mean you don't have. Some of us can be on a secret mission from God in the background. And guess what? You may not be recognized in any Christian newspaper or magazine, but you will be recognized in heaven. That's where we will all be rewarded. So it doesn't matter what your mission is. It takes grace to accept what is not your mission and what is your mission. David accepted it was not his mission to build a temple. Although, let me tell you, David would have loved to do that. In the natural, he would love to do that. But he did not. He prepared for his son. But David had all the plans and everything. Look at chapter 28. He assembled all his people. And he was ready to depart. In verse 3, he says, God says, you shall not build a house for my name, because you have been a man of war and have shed blood. Now, in verse 3, it looked like an indictment on David. You can't build my house because you're a man of war and shed blood. But wait a minute. If David had not shed blood, he would not be able to bring the kingdom together. Because Israel had enemies. Think about that. When did David first started shedding blood? Human blood, that is. I know he shed the blood of lions and bears. The first blood was Goliath. Wasn't what made David great? So how can God be condemning something in his life that was who he was destined to be? And David says in the Psalms, it's God who trains my hands for war. God. Run through a troop and leap over a wall. He acknowledged God made him a warrior. It was God's mission and destiny for his life. And the first blood David shed was a lot of blood. Because David took that stone sling and he threw it at Goliath. And it's a story that has inspired not just thousands, millions.